Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Moraz Yishiyichyu. Chayu Chavit Fege, Vasim Chayu Dispasi, Vashav Vassar Chayas, Yonasan Chayu Ben Sibir, Ben Chana Vashay Ben Leia, Rabbi Michal David, Ben Esther Viba, Rabbi Marchertz, Ben Sarah Tzipora, Dina Bracha Ben Sester Adas, Rabbi Ben Aliza, Chayi Yitzchak, Ben Esther Rivka, Matan Ben Sarah, Esther Tehila, Bas Ariel Tzipora, Sosha Chole Yisrael, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chof, and this is going to be based in the Torah of Mor Rabbi, according to Tav Tzitzal. Says the Torah Kedosha, Ki Avienu El Adam, Shenozbati Lavosav, Zobas Cholav Udvash, when I bring him to the land that I swore to his forefathers, a land flowing with milk and honey, and he eats and he's satisfied, and he grows fat, and he turns to foreign gods, and he serves them to despise me and to break my covenant. Before, we have to understand, it already talks about this in Pesukim Tezayin to Yud Ches, that when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to leave God and they're going to serve other gods. Pesuk Tezayin says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Chashochem Mavusecha, וקם און הזה וזן אחרי אלוהי נכו הארץ אשר בו שם וביקיר בוי ועזבני ואיפר אז בריסי אשר קראתי אימוי איתוי. So Steitschein, it already says that they're going to leave God and follow foreign idols. וחרפי ביום ההוא, בו ביום ההוא, הסתעתי פניים מהם. So I'm going to get very angry on that day, etc., etc. So why does the pasuk repeat it over here? Haymek Dover is all made on this. The Alshech asks how it says Ki Avienu. It already says that you're going to sit in your land and you're going to sin and you're going to be punished. And then we go back to coming to the land. You're already in the land. You already said you were brought to the land. So how could it go back to us being brought to the land? We're already here a few psukim ago. You're already brought to the land. And also it says in the pasuk, V'achal, v'sava, v'dashin, you need to be satisfied, get fat. So this should have come earlier when we talk about v'kam amazev v'zana. And this nation's going to get up and they're going to follow foreign gods. So why does it say it over here, not earlier? Pasuk Chaf Aleph says, "Vayaki simtzena oisai rois rabois b'tzaris, ve'ansa hashir hazois lefan of the aid, ki loisi shochach mipi zaroi, ki yadati es yitzroi, asher hu oisai hayayim, v'terem avienu el ha'oretz, asher nishbati." Many evils and sorrows find you, and you're going to say this Shira in front of you. The Shira is going to speak before you as a witness that it shouldn't be forgotten from your seed, because I know your Yetzer that you're doing today before I bring you to the land that I swore to you. Before that it says, Ki Adati Asutsu, I know your Yetzer. It's explaining what it says in Pasuk Chaf, Acha v'sav v'dashin. You're going to eat, be satisfied, get fat, and turn to foreign gods. So the question is, here it's talking about the Taitza. What's the Taitza going to be? And when you find these evils, This Shira is going to be a witness before you that it shouldn't be forgotten from your seed. And then it goes back, it says, because I know your Yetzer. I know your Yetzer is on Pasuk Chaf. Here we're ready, Chafalaf, here we moved on. Here we're talking about what's going to happen. After you sin, you're going to have many evils, many tsaras is going to happen to you. And then this Shira is going to be an aid that it shouldn't be forgotten from your seed. Torah is not going to be forgotten, like Rashi says. And then it goes back to this, because I know your Yetzer. But I know your Yetzer is going on what it says in Pasuk Chaf. That's why you're sinning. Now we're going back to the sin, so it's completely out of order, it seems. Zalmeld. So we have the Siva and the Taitza. Pasuk Chaf is the Siva, is the reason. Pasuk Chaf is the Taitza, the outcome. And then in Pasuk Chaf, we go back to the reason, because I know you, because you have a big Yetzer. On Pasuk Chof Yutes, it says, Ve'ata, or Ve'ato, Kisvi Lechem Es Hashira Hazois, Ve'lamdo, Es B'nai Yisrael Sima, B'fihem, Ve'manti Eli Hashira Hazois La'ed. B'nai Yisrael, now write down this Shira, teach it to the Jewish people, put it in their mouths, in order that this Shira will be a witness with the Jewish people. The Archaim HaKadosh writes, the Pasuk is telling us here three mitzvahs. One mitzvah is lichtov, first to write it down, and then number two, lelamdas b'nei Yisrael, ata kisvu lechem es Shira zos. And then we have a lambda b'nei Israel. Teach it to the Jewish people. And then we have sima b'fiyam. And then we have putting it in their mouths. So the second mitzvah is to teach it to the Jewish people. And the third mitzvah is to put it in their mouths. They should know how to read it. So one is to write it, two is to teach the Jewish people, they should understand what it means, and number three is to put it in their mouths. And there he says, Rechaim HaKadosh, the Moshe Rabbeinu did all three. Chasek Chav Beis is Vayichta Moshe Shira Zos Lebeinu Bayom Ahu. Moshe wrote it down. Second mitzvah is what it says, Ve'ilamdas b'nei Yisrael, he taught it to the Jewish people. And then the third mitzvah is what it says in Pasuk Lam, Vayidaber Moshe b'osnei kol yiskal Yisrael et ha'shira zot ad tumam. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the ears of the Jewish people this Shira until it was finished. That's the third mitzvah to put in their mouths. So Moshe did all three, wrote it, taught it, and put it in their mouths that they can say it themselves. So we have to understand. What it says in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayitzav Yehoshua es Yehoshua bin Nun, Ve'yomer Chazak v'amatz, Ki ata asav yitz b'nei Yisrael l'aretz asher nishbati lahem. Anochi hayah imach. He commanded Joshua, and he said, be strong and courageous, because you're going to bring the Jewish people to the land that I swore to them, and I'm going to be with you. Why does it say this Vayitzav es Yehoshua in between the kiyum of these two mitzvahs? First we have Ksiva and Limud Lebnei Yisrael. Then it says command Yehoshua that he should be courageous. And then the third mitzvah of Sima B'fiyam. Right, the third mitzvah is in Pasuk Lamed. And the earlier two mitzvahs are Pasuk Chav Beis. So why in between the kiyum of these three mitzvahs, number one and two and three, it says command Yehoshua that he should be courageous. Either command Yehoshua should be before three mitzvahs, after three mitzvahs, what's he doing right in the middle? Stuck right in the middle of these three mitzvahs. Bikur Adavar, we have to understand, what are these three mitzvahs? The Befrat, the mitzvah of Kisvu Lechem Es Hashira Hazos, the mitzvah of Eser HaDoros, that everybody has to write a Sefer Torah. There's this famous Chiddush of the Heilige Shagas Aryeh, who says that the Chiyuv is only to write this Shira. But since you can't write the Torah Megillus Megillus, you can't write only parts of it, you have to write the whole thing. Primarily you have to write the whole Torah. The real chiyuv primarily is to just write this Shira. There are a lot of riots against the Shagas Aryeh. Rabbeinu talks about this in the Be'er Miriam. In Chelek Aleph, Perakim Aloch Aleph, we discussed this in our Shiurim B'Siyata D'Shmaya and the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim. And we saw Neflos and Baruch Hashem. So we continue, sweet friends. So that's what we'd like to understand. There's a mitzvah here to write it L'doros. So that's the mitzvah of Kisvu Lechem as a Shira Zos. That's Pasuk. Yates. So how is that connected to the special chiyuv of writing the Shira? We have later on in Pasuk Chav Beis, V'yich Moshe Shira Zos. And it was mitzdarif to v'lam this Israel and Sima B'fiyam. So why is the Ksiva Sefer Torah L'doros written in the context of this special mitzvah of writing the Shira and teaching it to the Jewish people, of Moshe Rabbeinu writing the Shira and teaching it to the Jewish people, that they should, he should teach them what it means, that he should put it in their mouths? As we see Moshe Rabbeinu did in Pasuk Chof Beis. So, as always, these Yuvim, we have our work cut out for us. So it appears that we can explain as follows. And what it says in Pesukim Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, V'amar b'yoy mahu al kein elokai v'kir bi mitzuuni haroi sa'ile v'anochi haster astir panai b'yoy mahu al kol ha'ra'ot asher asa ki pana el Elohim acherim. And he said on that day, because there is no God among me, all of these evils have found me, and I'm going to hide my face on that day because of for all the evil that he did, because he turned to foreign gods. So Jews are going to have a lot of evil befall them, and they're going to say it's because God's not with me, that's why all this evil has befallen me. And I, God, am going to hide my face on that day because of all the evil that he did, because he turned to foreign gods. Nifla Me'od. The Ramban writes, Sheomnam ein ze vidui gamur, aval hu hirhur v'charata. Sheyitchartu al ma'alam v'yakiru ki asheimim hem. Ve'al zeh katuv v'anochi aster astir at panai. Shekevan sheyiru Yisrael b'libam ki chatu l'elohim acherim. Ramban writes, this isn't a vidui gamur. What do they say? They say, because God's not with me, that's why all this evil has befallen me. But it's a thought that they are guilty. It's not a complete vidui, but it's a shtickel vidui, a little bit of a hirat tshuva. And that it says, I'm going to hide my face, since they were maharat tshuva b'libam, because they sinned with other gods. And because God is not with them, all this evil has befallen them, it is fitting that since Hashem has great chesed, he should help them. Now they don't believe in the Avodah Zarah anymore. In other words, the Ramban says that the first time around, they didn't realize they were sinning, so they didn't acknowledge their sin. So Hashem's going to bring them great evil. There's going to be no mercy the first time. The second time around, there's going to be mercy. And the Hester is going to be the Geula. There's going to be Master the Geula, but there's still going to be mercy the second time around, after they acknowledge their sin. Ayin Shamba Devar Ramban and Morachai Makadosh. The meaning is as follows, that originally it says in Pasuk Tezayin, Ve'em Rasha Moshe, it says, V'zanach Ve'el Ho'in Echa Aratz Asher Obad Shama L'Rishta, V'zavani Ve'vaz B'isi Asher Karati Ito. He's going to follow the foreign gods in the land that he is supposed to inherit, and he's going to leave me. And he's going to revoke my covenant that I made with him. In other words, there's going to be a Foras HaBris. There's going to be a revoking of the covenant that the Jewish people made with God. And in that it says in Pasuk Tezayin, I'm going to get angry on that day, and I'm going to leave him, Jewish people, and I'm going to hide my face from him, and they're going to have many evils that are coming to them. In other words, the special face of Hashem to the Jewish people, which is because of the bris, since there is a hafaras habris, it's going to be a hastoras panim, since there was a revoking of the covenant. There's going to be a hiding of Hashem's face. And the revoking of the bris is the bris of the Torah. They're revoking the Torah, which is the bris between the Jewish people and Hashem. And then it says, V'amar b'yom ahu. Like the Ramban explains. And now they're going to start keeping the Torah again. But it says, V'anochi aster astir. Now they're going to be, the Hester Panim is going to remain. The Hester Panim that we had before is a bris, because we didn't yet do Tshuva Gemura. Even though now there's no longer a Foras HaBris, they're coming back to the Torah. Nevertheless, since there was the Raki Panolim Acherim, they turned to foreign gods. We need a Hafka Mukhletes. We need to completely revoke that, in order they should come back to the previous situation of Gilui Panim. And since they're not there yet, they haven't done complete Shuvah yet, is the Hester Panim is going to remain. So there's still going to be a Hester Panim. There's still going to be a... The Gula is still going to be hidden. They're still going to be suffering. Not completely. There's going to be some mercy there. He's not going to abandon us completely. But they're still going to be suffering because we haven't completely done tshuva. And that it says in Pasuk Yates, V'at tekisvu lechem es ha-shira ha-zois, V'mantia li ha-shira ha-zois la'ed v'bnei Yisrael. V'anu she'abrit hi ha-torah. The bris is the Torah. And in the Torah itself, there's the bris, which is called a Torah Kula, that's the bris. And then there's also the Hafaras HaBris that brings to the outcome of what was said in this Shira, that we're going to be suffering, it's going to be punishment. And the bris is the whole Torah and the Hafara, which is written in the parish of the Shira. And it says to write the Shira, to teach it to the Jewish people. In other words, the Shira is not a Davar Bifnei Atzma. It's not something independent. It's part of the Torah. And because of this, you have to teach it to the Jewish people, like the Rambam writes in his Akdamah to the Yad. The Torah was given with its perish. And that's what it means, L'lamdas b'nei Yisrael. See Eruvim 54b from Rabbi Akiva. And it says, L'man tia li ashira zos la'ed b'nei Yisrael. In other words, the Shira is going to be included in the Torah as a testimony to the covenant in the Torah, which is the covenant. And that is the covenant, the Torah, with its hafara. In other words, what's the covenant? The covenant is the Torah. And the Shir is the witness to this covenant, to the keeping of the Torah and to the giving of the Torah and the revoking of the Torah. And they have to understand this. They have to understand the Shira as part of the Torah, just like you have to understand the Torah. The Torah is given with its perish. L'mantia li ashira zot la'ed b'vnei Yisrael. In other words, Shira is going to be included in the Torah as an etus on the bris Shabbat Torah. The Shira is included in the Torah, and it's a testimony to the covenant in the Torah. The Torah is a covenant between us and Hashem, connects us to Hashem, and we can't revoke that covenant. So the Shira is not an independent matter, but rather it's part of the Torah. It's a testimony to what happens when you revoke the bris of the Torah. And therefore, the Yevam Mitzvah says, "Sef kisvu lechem es ha-shira hazos." That's Ksivas Kol HaTorah. one mitzvah. And what we're writing, what the Torah is saying over here, is that the Shira is going to be part of the Torah. You should write it as Edus on the bris of the Torah and the afar of the Torah. So the two are connected. First you have Atu Kisvil, Atu Kisvil, Chemes HaShirazos. Write down the Torah. Write down the whole Torah. That's the mitzvah of this man is ever writing the whole Torah. And then Vayitera tells us to, tells Moshe Rabbeinu, that he has to teach it to the Jewish people and put it in their mouths, and this should be an aid to the Jewish people. So one end you can learn to write this Shira, specifically this Shira, and teach it to the Jewish people, and that it should be, and put it in their mouths, that they should know it, in order that it should be an aid to the Jewish people, but a testimony, a witness, to the fact that the Jewish people can't revoke the covenant, they have to keep the Torah. So one of Adikas Hashem is talking about Kol HaTorah Kula. This is manners that write the whole Torah. But it's also a mitzvah writing this specific Shira of Hazino. Why? Because that's what the Shira is about. It's about the whole Torah. It's about keeping the whole Torah and what happens when we don't keep the Torah. It's really one and the same. That's why it's written in the same pasuk. Write down this Shira. The Shira is Kol HaTorah Kula. But it's also a Hazino. So you have to write down this Shira. You have to teach it to the Jewish people, and you have to put it in their mouths. They're fluent in it, in order that it should be a testimony that they have to keep the Torah. And we see this in Pesukim Chav Hei and Chav Vav. Aitzav Moshe's Halavim Nosim Bris Hashem Lemor Moshe commanded Levim. We're carrying the ark of the covenant of Hashem, saying, take this Sefer Torah and put it next to the Armbrus Hashem, and it should be for you as a witness. In other words, the Edus that was said in Pasuk Yates on this Shira was said in the whole Sefer Torah. And that's why we have a Tzivui, a commandment, to put it, it's at Armbrus Hashem, and it's Mefush in the Ramban. Right, we talk. Kasha, Kasha, the Torah is a Shira as us. Lindas ben Israel, Ishish Shiftam, Shavim Lufana, Bobesa Medlish, Kasha, the Sefer Torah, Tzivas Kalan, Mukoha, Sefer Torah. Loima, Shigam Shira Tiam Munachas, Baroni Matorah, Shimichlala Torah. He's Sam Laid. He's Sham Laid. In other words, the Ramban says that after he wrote the Shira, and he taught it to the Jewish people, each one, each tribe. He brought it before them to the Beis Medrash. Then he wrote it in the Sefer Torah, and he commanded the Kohanim to take it, to take the Sefer Torah, and put it next to the Aron Bris Hashem. As if to say that this is now included in the Torah. This Shira is included in the Torah because it's an aid. This Shira has to be an aid for the Sefer Torah, so it's included in the Sefer Torah. And that's what it says about Takisu Lechem Sashira Zosvam Dosh and Israel. So it's talking about Kol HaTorah Kuli, you have to write the Torah, but also this Shira. This Shira is part of the Torah because it's an Eidus on the Torah. In the Melech Pashat that the Mitzvah Sesei is to write the whole Torah. So Enoch Anami says in the Pasuk just to write the Shira. But it's Pashat that the Mitzvah Sesei is to write the whole Torah because that's what the Shira is. This Shira is an Edus on the whole Torah. So you're saying write the Shira, you're saying write the whole Torah. Because this Shira is an Edus, they have to keep the Torah. And we see this in Parashat Mishpatim, Shmos Perek Chavdala Pasuk Zayin. It's called Sefer Abris. Also in Divrei Yamim, Beis, Perek Lamedad, Pasuk Lamed. The sefer that was found in the Beis Hamikdash is called Sefer Abris. And it relates specifically to the alos, the punishments that are written in the Sefer Torah. I see there in the parasha, Divrei Yamim Beis, Perek Lamed Daled. So we see from this that the whole Torah with the punishments have one shame of Sefer Abris. And that's what we've been saying. That this is what the Sefer Abris, and therefore in Hazino we're told we have to keep the bris. We can't revoke this bris. There's an edus on the bris. But it says here, Vaitzav Moshe Zvino Saron Bris Hashem. It's the covenant of they're carrying the Aron with the Bris Hashem, with the commandments, and then you put the Sefer Torah, which is also called Sefer Bris, next to it. And it's for you as an aid. And it's going to testify. In other words, the Shir and Hazinu is going to testify that you have to keep the whole Bris. You have to keep the whole Torah. And Divrei Yamim is talking about the Sefer that was found in the Beis HaMikdash. It's in Stavra, that's the Sefer that was we're talking about over here, to put it Mitzad Aron Bris Hashem. And it's called there Sefer HaBris. Why is it called Sefer HaBris? It's the covenant, like it says here. Vayeh B'chala Eid, it's a witness. So this is all testimony about the bris. What's testimony about the bris? The whole Sefer Torah. Specifically Parashas Hazino, which is the Shira. That if you don't keep the bris, what's going to happen? But what's the bris? The bris is the whole Torah. So that is the first part of our journey. So, Mirtz Hashem, we will continue in the next shir, Bli Neder, and we will go on the second leg of our journey and see more neflaos mitaretz Hashem. We are not finished. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.